You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New Zealand is coming up on a five-year review by the United Nations where they will be looking at the rights of children in Aotearoa. New Zealand is one of 196 countries that signed on to the Children's Convention, where they agreed to make strides towards ensuring the rights of children in New Zealand. The Children's Convention recognizes the special protections that children should have access to, such as the right to education, play, arbitrary detention, not being a part of their lives, and just the right to life in general. They're all concepts that are covered in this convention. So ahead of this, Amnesty International is seeing this as an opportunity for self-reflection and growth. They have submitted recommendations to the United Nations in what they would like to see analyzed in the upcoming report. Policy Advocacy Manager Annalise Johnston joined me to discuss what kind of recommendations Amnesty International has made.
A lot of children in New Zealand do really well. I think, you know, New Zealand is known for good things, but also there's many children in New Zealand who don't do so well. And some of the issues that we have raised are particularly around standards of living, detention of children, particularly, you know, those they're going through the juvenile justice system, and what happens to them there. We've also discussed around, you know, what are we doing in terms of planning for the impacts of climate change, and how is New Zealand going to make sure that they're taking into account the needs of marginalised children, particularly in, you know, low-lying areas. So those are just a few of the things that we've noted in our submission, but we have had a particular focus on the detention of children and the right to be free from discrimination and to have choices made with a child and for them in a way that actually is in their best interests.
Mm. New Zealand's a little different in that 10-year-olds can still be kind of subject to adult court proceedings. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so that is one of the things we flagged in our submission is what we call the age of criminal responsibility. And so it's actually age 10 in New Zealand, which is very low and well below what the kind of minimum international standard is. So ideally, you know, we would be saying 18, but internationally the minimum is 14. And New Zealand has actually been told again and again and again that 10 is too low. And I think most people would agree that when you have a 10-year-old child, having them go through the adult criminal justice system, it's only for the most serious crimes, but, you know, a 10-year-old child is not capable of being in an adult court and going through that system, and they should not be in that situation. So that's one of the areas of concern.
Mm. Can you explain a little bit more about how a child is vulnerable in that setting?
Yeah, so often the children who do enter our criminal justice system, there's actually complex needs going on. So when you look at the numbers of, for example, children who enter the youth justice system and do criminally offend, a very, very high proportion have come from a care and protection background. So there's other things going on, and you have to be asking, you know, is this actually the best way to be addressing their offending behaviours? And, you know, we also know that a very high proportion of those children are Māori, and so, you know, we need to be actually asking really hard questions about the entrenched discrimination in our system against those Māori young people, and, you know, the rights that they have under the treaty, and also the Indigenous Declaration under the UN.
Hmm. Also, in terms of climate change, children in poverty and marginalized children are most at risk to the kind of conditions we could be looking at.
Yeah.
How do we work at ensuring the rights of those children?
I think a big starting point is making sure that we identify and have the research on which groups and locations in New Zealand are going to be at greatest risk. The Ministry of Environment just a few years ago identified that that's a real information gap. So knowing where, you know, how coastal sea rise is going to affect children, how it will impact on a wide range of rights, including, you know, the right to the highest attainable standard of health, housing, all those things. And we know, you know, that it's likely to impact Māori and Pacifica children particularly, and those on low incomes. So actually understanding the breadth of what this might look like and making sure that we're future-proofing those families now so that they have the resources and the ability to, in those kind of disasters, you know, what is going to happen to those children and those families.
That is all my questions, but did you have anything else you want to add?
Yeah, just around young people in police cells. So currently we have the ability in our law in New Zealand to detain children who are 14, 15 or 16 in police custody after they've made their first court appearance. And that's something that for many years the Children's Commissioner has said we need to stop doing, and we absolutely agree with him. You know, the police cells often in the rural areas are not set up for a child. You know, they're often put, you know, next to adults, sometimes in what amounts to solitary confinement. And sometimes they're there for several nights on end. And that's not going to help them in their rehabilitation or anything like that. So that's something that we've been calling for, is that legislation to be amended.
Has government kind of been receptive to that?
So there's been mixed responses. So earlier in 2018, we met with the Ministry of Children, Minister Tracy Martin, and we expressed some of our concerns to her. And at the time, she said, you know, there wasn't any current intention to change that legislation, which was really disappointing. But I think, like, now is the time to do it. You know, we're reviewing how we're doing on this really important convention, and we know that it's not in the best interest of these children, and that we know that there are good alternatives out there, you know, remand homes in the community, working with iwi, and so we really need to speed up the use of our alternatives.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.